This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On this Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage Captain Agritourism edition of Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, we talk with Mark Guilfoyle, who is the director of the Kentucky Racing Commission.
But how does some guy wind up being the executive director of the Kentucky Racing Commission?
Well, it all started in 1987 when I graduated from college. I took a job. I knew I wanted to be in horse racing, and I chose the regulatory side of it, and I got a job with the Racing Commission. This is the only job I've ever had, and I worked my way up through the ranks. I've been a steward, all three breeds, thoroughbred, standardbred, and harness racing. I've been the director of facilities, been the assistant race secretary. I've been about every spot that there is on the racetrack, and I just worked my way up, and now I'm the executive director. Been that way for probably the last 6 years.
Obviously, we're getting ready for Kentucky Derby Week, and what an exciting week. What do you do to get ready for the Kentucky Derby, Mark?
Well, one thing is we're ready for the Derby 100 days out. I have all my team at the Racing Commission. There's 34 of us between the veterinarians and the paramutual department and security, and we have everything ready 100 days out, so we're sort of just almost like firemen then. We're just sort of, if something comes along, we'll put the fire out. But it's like everything else in the business. If you put the horse at the center and you're doing the right thing for the horse, that's the focal point, and that's what our veterinarians key off of, that's what our security keys off of, everything to make sure that horse, when he gets on the grounds here at Churchill Downs or any racetrack in Kentucky, that he leaves in the same condition that he came in. We want them all to be safe, everybody gets safe home, and also the jocks and everything. So we have a lot of protocols. We work very well with Churchill Downs, work well with all the other racetracks in the state of Kentucky. We just happen to be at Churchill Downs now for the Kentucky Derby, and we try to treat it like it's any other race day, but it's really not. You know, it's something that we're all proud of. It's where we can show the country what we're about, and we're very proud of that and very proud of the state of Kentucky and the horse racing. And again, we just want to make sure the horses leave the gate on the same condition that they came in on.
Obviously, you watch races all year long, make sure they do that. Do you feel extra pressure during Derby Week when the horses get here for the Derby and get ready to run the Derby?
Yeah, there's quite a bit more pressure because we're under a microscope. You know, when Derby's over with on a Thursday afternoon racing, we pay attention. You know, the people are in the racing, but the general public doesn't pay as much attention as they do during Derby. But we're ready for it. We treat Derby just like it's any other day as far as our protocols. We will have a few extra employees here. We'll have 14 vets working on the backside. I hire some more security to come in for the horses. But we keep pretty good track of everything.
So what kind of security does it take to keep the horses safe on Derby Day?
It's basically keeping them away from the humans. You know, we everybody will have their assigned Derby stalls, and we'll know where they're at. So they have security on the stall. Also, hire our security, and we'll hire extra security just to walk around to make sure that nobody gets to the horse. We don't want anything that will disrupt the integrity of the sport. If somebody's found in the barn and we don't really know what they're doing, then there's going to be a lot of questions asked. You know, and we don't want anything that would disrupt the integrity of that, and plus the safety of the horse. Somebody might want to come in and maybe want to pet the horse, and maybe want to give the horse a candy bar. That's a no-no. It's got caffeine in the candy bar. It'll test positive, and then they'll get the purse taken away. So we have to really keep our hands on that horse, or eyes on that horse at all times.
Our guest today, Mark Guilfoyle with the Kentucky Racing Commission. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.